Federal News Radio.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, my co-host. We try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements and your health questions. And they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's nutrition discussion. Today's guest is an honorable guest. It's an honor to have him here. He is Dr. James Duke. He has a Ph.D. as a botanist, and he is an ethnobotanist. And I'm going to let Dr. Duke tell you a lot about himself. I'll just give an overview. He's known for his numerous publications on botanical medicine, including the CRC Handbook of Medicinal Herbs. And he graduated from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where he was a Phi Beta Kappa and a distinguished alumnus. And maybe Dr. Duke will tell you about some of his publications. You can certainly go on the site, which we will give you, to see his publications. And he developed the phytochemical and ethnobotanical databases at the USDA. Dr. Duke and his wife, Peggy, who is a professional botanical illustrator, provide fascinating tours of their Green Pharmacy Garden Sanctuary located in Fulton, Maryland, where there are more than 300 native and non-native species of plants. Welcome to the show, Dr. Duke.
Thank you, and good morning, Dana.
Well, our subject today is herbistatins, the herbal alternative to synthetic statins, edible herbs that raise the good HDL and lower the bad LDL cholesterol. And I think you've done brilliant work in this arena. So I'm excited for you to talk about your new book and to tell us what are the alternatives for individuals.
Well, fine. I have probably 30 of them in the garden here. And I'm going to be doing a tour on the 31st at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And we'll give autographed copies of the book to the tourist who will get a two-hour look at the herbistatins in the flesh, in the green. The garden, as you mentioned, has over 300 medicinal plants. And it's got some of the best medicines in the world, some that I think are better than some of the pharmaceuticals with which they are very competitive. But the herbistatins are of particular interest to me because so many of us are being prescribed synthetic statins. And we're not being told all the serious side effects of these synthetic statins. So my book, the herbistatin book, produces a long list of 50 of the more familiar of the plants that will raise the healthy or HDL cholesterol and lower the, I call it lethal, that's an exaggeration, but that's for your memory device, the lethal or LDL cholesterol. and these herbs will do it safely without the side effects and won't cause some of the same side effects that the synthetic statins are causing. But on the cover of the book, illustrated by Mrs. Duke, is an herb called the fenugreek, and it's in flower right now out in the Green Pharmacy Garden. And after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to take a few people from the MUI, that's what I call the acronym for Maryland University of Integral Health, on a tour to look at some of these herbistatins and to taste and smell and get familiar with them. Familiarity makes you feel safer with the herbistatins. And close to two dozen of them are biblical plants. Now, some people who don't believe their allopathic physician when he says take a statin may want to look at some of the biblical herbs that have herbistatic tendencies, lowering the bad LDL and raising the good HDL. And on the cover is the fenugreek, but I think probably the most important one is turmeric, which is barely coming out of the soil now. It's not hardy here. We have to keep it in the greenhouse. But it's a beautiful plant, and we'll show it to those who want to come on the tour. And I'm going to take the liberty of offering my email address in case they would get details from me if they don't get enough detail from our interview today. But my email address is jimduke13@verizon.net. And I can send you the list of the 50 more common herbistatins. But I'd rather show them to you in the flesh come the 31st of May at 10 o'clock.
Oh, at 10 o'clock. So the 31st, you're doing a tour. So listeners who are local, you'll really want to do this. There's more than a tour of the Green Pharmacy. Jim is a poet, and he sings. There's usually a few that join him for a musical interlude after the wonderful, informative tour of the garden. Jim, let's talk a little bit more about the garden, because I'm fascinated by it. You've been doing this a long time, and you, as far as the gardening, tell us about the volunteers and how you handle all of the herbs.
Well, it is a big job, and we're running a month behind this year. One, because of a long, long and serious winter that killed a few of our most important specimens. And two, because we've lost a very valuable employee who knew the ropes, and we've had to replace her with people who don't know the ropes. But we're catching up, and we'll be in good shape by the 31st. And the garden has 80 plots in it. And each plot represents a disease or ailment. So that in these 80 plots I've accumulated from all around the world the herbs that seem to be most competitive with the pharmaceuticals for the same ailments. In the case, we don't have a herbistatin plot because this garden was laid out to follow my best and best-selling book, The Green Pharmacy. We call it The Green Pharmacy Garden. And statins were not on my mind back when I published that book, but we are putting a lot of the herbistatins in the garden before the tour so that we can get through most of them in a two-hour visit. But there are plots for cardiopathy. There are plots for Alzheimer's, you name it. We've got 80 of them. And we have most of the herbs that were published in my book, The Green Pharmacy, way back in 1997. But they're still, I'm still getting royalties from that book. That's the only one of my books that really made any serious money. It made so much money that I built the Green Pharmacy Garden after I wrote the book. Matter of fact, I retired from the USDA 1 year early, just so I could say what I wanted to say in that book instead of the party line. The pharmaceutical industry is sort of driving the FDA and big agriculture sort of driving the USDA. So sometimes our voices are muted while we're in the federal service, and we can be liberated when we graduate. So I took a year off my pension, but that won't add to many bucks. Not to many bucks, B-U-C-K-S. But we will have royalties coming in this year still, so it's it paid for the garden, and it's still keeping the old retired USDA employee alive and well. It's a spiritual experience to get out in that garden. It's healing in itself.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic, and we have about a minute or two before we have to take a break. I do want you to tell them your poem. We can do that in the next segment. I really like your Urbistatin poem. And it looks to me like some of the qualities in the herbs that are Urbistatins are anti-inflammatory qualities. I see a lot of anti-inflammatory support.
You're right, and inflammation is behind most of our ailments. So these are healthy, and they got a lot of healthy side effects in addition to raising the HDL and or lowering the LDL, but certainly improving the HDL to LDL ratio.
And that's what we're after. And on this show, Jim, we have talked a lot about the statins and their side effects. And one of the most important comments I think I make is that they don't reduce the death rate. They reduce the death rate from heart attacks, but increase the death rate from bleeding strokes, accidents, and suicides. And the accidents are believed to be hidden suicides. And there's some logic there. If cholesterol is too low, the bricks in the cell membrane aren't very solid. Cholesterol is... it makes up the bricks of the cell membranes, and weak cell membranes, leaky membranes are not good, and it can show up initially as a retinal bleed. And cholesterol is essential for serotonin. So when we lower it artificially, as you have mentioned, the synthetic statins, we can get into trouble. And I just don't think there's enough attentiveness to these side effects, and I know you agree with that.
Agreed. Next segment, we'll talk about some of the side effects that you mentioned and a couple you didn't mention. And a great book that sort of, there were two books that triggered what I'm going to be talking about, but we'll discuss that next segment.
Okay. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Dr. James Duke from the Green Pharmacy Garden. And we will talk about Urbistatins, herbal approaches that can do what the statins are supposed to do and not give the bad side effects. Stay with us.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today we have an exciting guest. It's an honor to have Dr. James Duke with us. He's a PhD. He's a botanist and ethnobotanist. He has so many publications on the subject of herbs, and he is known for these numerous publications, including the CRC Handbook on Medicinal Herbs, and he developed the phytochemical and ethnobotanical databases at the USDA. I've also said Dr. Duke and his wife, Peggy, who's a professional botanical illustrator, provide fascinating tours of their Green Pharmacy Garden. That's F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. Green Pharmacy Garden Sanctuary located in Fulton, Maryland. And he will be having a tour on May 31st at 10 a.m. Is that correct, Dr. Duke?
That's correct, Dana.
Okay, talk to us about where you came up with the idea of herbistatins and what triggered this whole journey for you.
Well, first I read Ulf Ravenskjold's book, The Cholesterol Myth, and he was feeding himself 8 eggs a day, and he wasn't raising his cholesterol, so he was a very good spokesman for those like myself who think that cholesterol may be an overrated indicator, a medicine by the numbers sort of thing, where your doctor sees that number's a little high and off you go on a statin for the rest of your life, which will probably be shortened by the statin, not improved. But the herbistatins are alternatives to statins that can do the same thing and do it a whole lot healthier with none of the side effects. And as a matter of fact, it's got a lot of good side effects, as most herbs and vegetables do help you in many, many ways, not just by being an herbistat. I use that word only because the other possible words were already preempted, and I couldn't use them. And I couldn't think of a good word, and I hate that big long word that they use for statins, HMG-CoReductase.
Yeah.
But some of the herbs do that too. And you're right, so right, Dana, when you say that we need cholesterol. Now I'm going to lower a bombshell on you. You may not believe it, but I believe that all plants have some cholesterol, but they also have a lot of other phytosterols that are much better for you, and they outrank the cholesterol. But most people will tell you that plants contain no cholesterol. I will say that all plants contain some cholesterol, but not to worry about the plant cholesterol. As a matter of fact, I think that only people who have to worry about cholesterol numbers, and this is me, and I think I'm quoting you correctly when I say cholesterol is not a major target. It should be a part of your diet. I'm not saying raise your cholesterol. I'm saying that these herbs will raise the good cholesterol and lower the bad cholesterol. That can be good if you're hypocholesterolemic, as they say. And familial, those people who are genetically high cholesterol, I know one, and she took all the statins and got the same trouble. Then she started trying to take red rice yeast, which is a natural source of statins. And both of them gave her that rhabdomyolysis or muscle wasting, which almost killed her. And nothing lowered her cholesterol, but it damn near killed her. Excuse my French. And that brings me to a point. I'm going to force feed you the poem that was written just this week when I had a tour of three in the garden. We hope to have more than that on the 31st. But I wanted to have something new to say. And I have a son-in-law who's a lawyer, and I ran this by him before I dared run it by you. But I kind of like it, especially the first line. I may quit before I get to the end. But I suspect I'll have a tune for it by the 31st and might even sing it in the sunshine of the garden or inside in the book room if it's bad weather or too hot outside. But the first verse goes like this. I'm not sure what lawyers are for, but some kind of tickled my fancies. Some started chasing Lipitor instead of ambulances. Now, of course, Lipitor is one of the biggest selling drugs ever.
Right.
And it is a statin, a synthetic statin. Now, I argue as an evolutionist, and I'm not sure that evolutionists are always right, that your genes are familiar with all the herbs and these plants that your ancestors have been consuming for eons. Your genes are not familiar with new synthetic discoveries. And even there's one newsletter that I like very much, Worst Pills, Best Pills, and the thing that he says, Sidney Wolf says most recurrently is, don't take a newly FDA-approved drug because half of them will be recalled or relabeled within their first decade. So that says to me that half of the things that the FDA approves ain't approvable. Half. On the other hand, these herbs that your ancestors have approved for eons are safe, and when you're eating that chemical, that food, you're getting hundreds of useful chemicals, and your body has come to recognize these and sequester them if you need them, or urinate them out, or defecate them out if you don't need them. But that's your genes know these plants and their chemicals. But let's go on with that bad poem. Herbistatins raise the HDL as they lower the LDL. Why on earth or holy hell take a poison statin pill? And it is poison because of those side effects. Side effects, unholy hell, synthetic statins, most of these, lower cholesterol but increase the diabetes. I didn't hear that on your list, but diabetes is a frequent consequence of the statin.
Yes.
The FDA even says that these cause heart disease and diabetes, and not the least of these, Alzheimer's, bad disease. Now, here's your short list, your memory device. Avocado, almond, beets, most beans are more familiar to your genes. Cinnamon, chocolate, good old chickpeas, few side effects when you take these. Black bean, black pepper, black rice too, all of these are good for you. I support the FDA when they finally, and that is a double intended entendre, as finally and finally say, take synthetic statins way. And I spell the synthetic S-I-N because they have made so many millions of dollars with these things, hurting so many people. And I still wonder most of all if we should fear cholesterol. Me and Dana don't fear it. No, say, I fear statins right now. They're just big pharma's money cow. Unfamiliar to your genes, statins strike me as obscene. I predict that the FDA will soon whisk them away. Good riddance. But I do predict within this decade, even those that are still on the market, many have already been removed, will all be removed for all these terrible list of side effects.
Well, it boils down to understanding what cholesterol's role is in plaque. And it's not causative. It is a responder. Just like smoke alarms respond to fires, we therefore do not assume that smoke alarms cause the fires, and we don't go on a campaign to eliminate smoke alarms from people's homes. Now, that sounds like kind of a stupid analogy, but it's not. When you have inflammation, cholesterol as the Band-Aid attempt gets into the intima where the injury is and becomes part of the plaque. It is not the causative agent. And you can't, I give this analogy too, that cholesterol is somewhat responding to inflammation the way Velcro is. So if I have a slick desktop, one piece of Velcro can't stick to it. But if I put on that desktop a little piece of Velcro, the opposing Velcro, the Velcros will stick. That's the inflammation and the cholesterol sticking to it, because it requires the injury to the vessel, which occurs with genes and aging and excess blood sugar, high blood pressure, stressors, lack of B vitamins, poor diet. That list can go on and on. And that's where it's important, so that our cholesterol is optimized, that we have optimum cholesterol. So, by the way, I love your poem.
Thank you. I'll probably have it put to music by the 31st.
I bet you will. So, talk about that cholesterol myth book a little bit more.
Well, I think we might have time in this segment for a survey of at least 9 points that I derived from that book, The Cholesterol Myth. And the first one is the wrong assumption that high-fat foods cause heart disease. You brought that up many a time. And then, secondly, that high cholesterol itself causes heart disease. And then, thirdly, high-fat foods raise blood cholesterol. Not necessarily. And then, fourth, as you just mentioned, cholesterol blocks arteries. And then, five, animal studies support the diet-heart connection that's being promulgated by the statin pushers. And as I think I heard you mention even today, lowering your cholesterol will lengthen your life. Wrong. Polyunsaturated oils or fats are good for you. No, you need a right proper balance of polys, MUFAs, and saturated stuff. The cholesterol campaign is based on good science. Many people like you and me, I'm not a good scientist, but I'm open-minded. Many people are sucked into this belief that cholesterol is the killer, and it ain't the killer. And then as his final point, at least as I extracted it, was that all good scientists support the heart-cholesterol connection. And that's not true. He's a perfect example of the many who question this, open-minded. I think I already mentioned that he was eating up to 8 eggs a day. And I'm going to have some hard-boiled eggs with my vegetarian soup at lunch today when I show some nearby students some of the herbicides in the garden already.
Wonderful. Those points are well taken. There have been a lot of studies over 30 years of putting people on 4 eggs a day to see what happens. And The high cholesterol's kind of come down a little bit. The low cholesterol's come up a little bit, but the HDL goes up. And that's the neat part. And especially if people don't eat, if they eat eggs where they're not so oxidized, meaning soft-boiled, hard-boiled, poached, as to fried or scrambled. And it doesn't mean they can't eat fried or scrambled. It's just that...
How about raw? I used to do that when I was in college.
I know. Outside of its antagonism to biotin, raw eggs have been a part of the human diet since eggs have been part of the human diet. But there is a depletion of biotin, and I think it's because of avidin in the whites. You're really making me go back a long way to pull that one out, Jim.
I think I'm learning more than you are on this program.
No. And you know, this whole thing about fat, what's exciting, Jim, is that we now have these genome studies to find out what people's genes are doing for them. And there is the low-fat diet is certainly not a recommendation for everyone. Look at the Eskimos. Their diet's about 70% fat, but it's the good fats for them. And there's no human diet that drives fat as low as Pritikin's recommendations were. So I never understood why Pritikin did that. Why would you promote a diet that has never existed for humans? So you and I are on the same page.
Good.
Well, I think if you've just tuned in with us, listeners, I'm Dana Lake. I'm the host for today's Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having a wonderful discussion with Dr. James Duke, PhD, botanist and ethnobotanist. And I want to remind you, he has a tour the May 31st at 10 a.m. at the Green Pharmacy. And we will give you that address in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's guest has brought us a lot of wonderful information, and we need to have him back for many shows. Today, we're talking about herbistatins, and those are the herbs that can replace what the statins do without the negative effects. And the book is called Herbistatins. Also, I wanted to give you Dr. Duke's email. It's jimduke13. And that's the number 13, at Verizon.net. You can also go Google in Green Pharmacy Garden and take a look at what he's got there on the Green Pharmacy. There's so many publications he has, and he said there are 80 plots in his garden that are designated by conditions. So the Green Pharmacy book described those. Today we're talking more about the herbistatins. So let's talk about the statins versus the herbistatins, Dr. Duke.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to mention that some nutritionists, and I'm not sure which camp you're in, if you're in a camp, some nutritionists and some allopaths would rather take a purified phytochemical from an herbistatin then take the whole herb with all its natural synergistic and sometimes antagonistic appointment. But I've got just a short list of herbistatic phytochemicals. And I am more of the camp that thinks you're better off taking the whole herb rather than concentrating a pure dose of one active ingredient from that herb. I think there you're getting close to the problems with the synthetics. Your genes don't know these chemicals out of context, says Jim Duke.
Okay.
But the first one off in my short list is betaine. It's in beets and cactus and several wild herbs here. And for such a list, which shows up in the book, I give you citations where you can go and see what's been proven about it. And then the next one, you may have heard of biochainin A, which is in most legume species, edible beans, and they too raise the HDL. If you get 50 milligrams per kilogram to a rabbit, I ain't a rabbit, but I like my beans. And there's choline, which is pretty well scattered throughout the whole kingdom. That also raises the HDL. And cinnamaldehyde in the biblical spice cinnamon. And curcumin in my favorite herbistatin, turmeric. And that takes about 1.5 gram, that's 500 milligrams a day for a week, and you've significantly raised the HDL. This was in a book by Bharat Agarwal, an Indian scientist who's with the MD Anderson Cancer Center, and I shared a week or two with him in Costa Rica one time and was very impressed. He's got another formative book in my history on medicinal spices, an excellent book in which he mentions so many of the spices themselves raise the good cholesterol and lower the bad cholesterol. And then this goes on and on. Flavonoids, glycyrrhizic acid, that's in licorice, hesperitin in citrus, and 4-hydroxyisoleucine in fenugreek. I mentioned the fenugreek because the fenugreek is on the cover of the book with the color illustration by my wife, and it is in flower now. And I would like to think that people might become more interested in knowing about fenugreek if they learn that one of its side effects, other than raising the HDL and lowering the LDL, it can raise the bust size and increase the flow of milk significantly. And it's a beautiful herb, a legume, which also contains the biochain that was mentioned earlier in the list. So the list goes on and on. I won't go on and on unless you would like to specifics. But in the biblical grape, resveratrol is also a very good chemical for raising the HDL. And in the sesame seed, the healthiest thing about McDonald's, and I don't praise McDonald's, the sesame itself is also raises the HDL. And getting a little bit more negative, in hemp seed, if there's any tetrahydrocannabinol in the hemp seed, it too will raise the bad HDL. And the vitamin E is called tocotrienol. That's just a short list. We have a longer list in the book, and I keep turning them up. Matter of fact, my garden director came in this morning. She had been reading Bharat Agarwal's book, and she said, "Jim, shall I put the lemongrass in the herbistatin book?" Bharat said it was an herbistatin, at least that it raises the HDL and lowered the LDL. So she's probably out there planting the lemongrass in that plot. So you can make a tea with lots of herbistatic spices and have a delicious beverage and avoid the side effects of the synthetic statins.
Well, you've really given us a concise rundown. I think it's fascinating when I think of putting these together as a tea. Have you thought of doing that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in the book, I give several recipes for salad dressings, for salads, or for biblical soups, biblical herb teas, biblical desserts for the fruits and nuts that are also herbistatins. There are a lot of them. The list is long. It's on the back of the book. But I see first off is the biblical almond. And last on this list, on the cover of the book, is wasabi, the Japanese horseradish. That's not biblical, but it's a very good herbistatin. But there are many of them that are in the Bible, and good spices, good herbs, good herbistatins with good side effects, not bad side effects.
Well, my understanding is that most of these were used not for the purpose of taste, but for the purpose of healing, that our ancestors seem to have an innate knowledge of what herbs could do. We use cinnamon, we're more interested in the taste, but I'm fascinated by the broad effects that cinnamon has, the beneficial effects, anti-inflammatory, as we talked about, but also reducing diabetes.
Amen. I think it's much better than Avandia and doesn't have the heart attack side effects that Avandia does. That's a synthetic drug. It helps as used for diabetes. But if we got cinnamon, you'd be better off with the cinnamon. And instead of causing diabetes, as the synthetic statins often do, you'd be preventing diabetes with a good cinnamon tea. Add some turmeric, add some bay leaf. Those are some that were proven even at the USDA to help regulate your blood sugar.
Well done. Well done. Well, we've talked, let's talk a little bit more about some of the statin side effects. We mentioned, I think when we talked earlier, I talked about the increased death rate from bleeding, strokes, accidents, suicides. But there are a lot of side effects. And Jim, maybe you've run across this. People say, well, it gave me muscle cramps. And I say, those aren't muscle cramps. It's death of muscle fibers.
That's the rhabdomyolysis.
That's right. And just because it's not enough to kill you, it is knocking out fibers in the muscle. And the heart muscle is the most, it has the most CoQ10 in it. And the statins are antagonists to that enzyme that generates ATP, body energy. And the heart is most abundant in CoQ10 and therefore the most subject to muscle damage, myopathy from statins. I call it statin-induced cardiomyopathy.
Good word. And we don't often hear, but it's true that statins can weaken your immune system, making you more prone to infections. And there we go again, inflammation. And most of these herbistatins are anti-inflammatory and anti-diabetic. And a lot of people are saying, learning now, that the statins can render some patients unable to focus or remember well. We call that mild cognitive disorder or something like that. And we call it Alzheimer's, and we call it dementia. And some of it, I think, taking that rhabdomyolysis a step further, have linked it to Lou Gehrig's disease, one of the most terrible diseases I can imagine. And statins can damage your kidney and liver, or both. And they can cause minor things like acidosis, anemia, cataracts, or impotence. And I think all my herby statins would have the opposite effect.
Yeah, it's a more logical approach for sure. And in the next segment, we're going to wind up with some information for the readers. And for those of you who've just tuned in, we've been talking with Dr. James Duke, PhD, botanist and ethnobotanist. And we're going to have more of a conversation about herbistatins and herbs in general. This is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please join us next week for Kevin's nutrition discussion. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And you can ask in both places for expert advice on supplements and health. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we've been having a very interesting and exciting discussion with Dr. James Duke, PhD, botanist and ethnobotanist. And he's known for his numerous publications on botanical medicine, including the CRC Handbook of Medicinal Herbs. He developed the phytochemical and ethnobotanical databases at the USDA. So I want to direct you for more information because the show is not enough. Dr. Duke, you can reach him at Jim Duke, J-I-M-D-U-K-E, 13 at Verizon.net. And you can go to the site, The Green Pharmacy Garden, and pharmacy is spelled F-A-R-M-A-C-Y garden, because it's a farm of herbs. And now that I've mentioned that, he is planning a tour Saturday, May 31st, and he'll be talking about the herbistatins, but he always answers questions on any of the herbs. And the location is Fulton, Maryland. It's 8210 Murphy Road in Fulton, Maryland. But do go on thegreenpharmacygarden.com for more information. Dr. Duke, do you have anything to add to what you will be doing on the tour Saturday, May 31st?
Well, on that tour, I will take the tourists through the first terrace only. That's got the widest aisles, and we can accommodate more people there. And then one of my assistants will round off and take them to the bottom half of the garden, which is equally useful and probably more attractive because it's got the water there and the waterfall and some flowering aquatic plants that are also herbistatic. And it's just healing in itself, as I've said so often. It's a very relaxing place. We're lucky to have such a place so close to Highway 95, but we do. There's peace in the garden. It's very important.
It is, and that's why they call it a sanctuary. That's the right word for your green pharmacy garden.
And we will show some of Mrs. Duke's paintings that are in the herbistatin book. Probably there are 25 colored drawings in the book, and several black and white line drawings of these herbs, but you'll see the herb in itself, and the book can remind you when you get home. But the object of this particular tour is to show you as many of these things and let you know that they are real plants and they're not going to bite you. Matter of fact, I'm liable to bite them during the tour.
Which you should. Talk about, I know the Green Pharmacy book was your best seller, and it certainly is thorough on herbs. And you have another book, An Herb a Day. It's called Herb a Day by James Duke. So talk to us about those books.
Well, the one, The Herb a Day, is supposed to be a dot, dot, dot after the title. It means keeps the doctor away, the allopathic doctor away, and not you nutritionists and herbalists, who are, I think, the healthier doctors. And it's got individual chapters about an herb of some consequence in a pop style. It's not very technical. The CRC handbook is pretty technical. The Green Pharmacy was very popular style. As a matter of fact, though, everybody says it sounds just like me, but that was the most rewritten book I've ever had. But the guy that would do the rewrite, I would send him my technical draft, and he would download it into good English. But he spent enough time that even his writing, he's from California, Michael Castleman is his name, it was such that... you could read the southern drawl in the pages. And he was a great writer, but that is a book that paid for the garden. And that's why I'll probably be selling it during the tour for those who don't have it yet. It's a very useful book. I've got a lot of them that are not still extant, but I just saw one last week on ginseng that I wrote a long time ago. on Amazon.com, it was available for $1,600. I don't think I'll buy it. I've lost my copy.
I can't imagine. I also wanted to mention something that you do that's most unusual. For people who participate in the tour, there are donations accepted, but no one is turned away if they don't pay something or donate something. And that's highly unusual. I commend you for that, because I know you need funds to keep your green pharmacy going, and even though you have volunteers, there are a lot of expenses.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to conflict with you there. We intend to charge $40 for this two-hour tour.
Okay.
That's the only way we can guarantee I'll get out there. I'm on a rollator. And the $40 includes a signed copy of the Herbistatin book.
Well, that's a bargain. That's a bargain.
I think if you see 50 or 40 Herbistatins and get the book, you will have gotten your money's worth. I certainly hope so.
Well, the presents.
And if you feel disappointed, I'll give you a rebate.
And no one walks away from the Green Pharmacy disappointed. It really is a spiritual experience. And I do hope that you put music to the words of your poem. I love the poem. And I appreciate all the information you've given us about the Herbistatin book and the Green Pharmacy. We didn't get to talk about that as much, but that's what the tour is about. You said you have 80 plots by
that's
condition?
Right, and I will promise to show them the ginseng, and I'll promise to sing my ginseng song. Ginseng, the one that we have grown in the garden, has not yet been shown to be an herbistatin, but some of the oriental ginsengs are. So the ginseng song, though a little risque, it was written in China way back in 1978, I believe it was. My first trip to China when I was there to study ginseng. So I promise to sing that one if it ain't raining.
Well, that's wonderful, and I like the little area where you gather and sing. It is such an enriching time. I wanted to quote Mike McGrath, former editor-in-chief of Organic Gardening magazine. I think he captures you so well, Jim. It says, Jim Duke is a national treasure. When I want to know the medical possibilities of a certain plant or what plants might help in a certain condition, Jim is my first phone call. He knows the science and he knows the plants. A lot of people write about plant-based medicine, but Dr. Jim Duke resides alone at the very top of that long list.
Yeah, Mike's been here several times. He's a great friend.
And I think he said it very beautifully, and I want to thank you for being on the show today. It has been a pleasure to have you here.
I learned more than you did. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, I learned. And listeners, I hope that you enjoyed this show, and I'm reminding you that you can go to myvillagegreen.com to stream this show. And that way you can listen to it over and over again. I do want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows, as I said, through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
WFED Washington, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas. We are FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.